Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It is me. Happy Saturday. What an incredible day. The weather, is it not perfection? That's why we're here, enduring at times in Southern California. This is not a bad place to be sick. It's not a bad place to be nearly dead. It's not a bad place to be broke. Why? Because the rest of the nation's, well, the leaves are turning. It's going to stay warm here. I am serious about that statement. If you're going to be sick here. If you're going to be broke here. If you're nearly dead and nearly broke, this is the show for you. Why am I doing a show like this? Because there's a lot of people that are nearly dead and nearly broke. It's the way it's going. It's the way it's always been. More than ever, we need to be healthy to prevent being nearly dead and nearly broke. Because it's not like we have family around us to take care of us. Nobody's having kids. So this is a big issue. After 50, you can get sick. I don't need to tell you that. What I need to tell you, welcome to the show, is what to do about it. How to think creatively if you're in that rut. Because we don't want you to drop from the frying pan into the fire. We want you to get out of the heat. All right, I'll give you real life stories. I had a lady the other week. You know what she did? She's nearly dead and broke. She's 55 years old. Now, I don't mean she's on her last day. Like, I don't mean she's a brain tumor, late stage, and she's got a week to live. I mean, and many of you can relate to this, I mean she's had years of her life taken away from her because of illness. And she's not particularly functional. Like, she ain't working a 30-hour week. She's not going to handle stress. She can't have a job where someone's on her back and yells at her if she makes a mistake. This individual is nearly dead and broke. Nearly broke. People like that don't make a lot of money. And this individual, she's actually European. So she's lived in America for quite a while. She's a citizen. She's from Europe, nearly dead and nearly broke, and in her mid-50s. You know what she did? She took her car, sold it, and then converted the car she bought into a living space. It's called stealth living. This is what a lot of people are doing today. I'm really not too hip to that. In my worst moments, I like to think of myself as someone that's just going to go into the woods and never come out, you know, like somewhere up in Oregon. But this is what you do. People do this. Someone just did this. And they told me they were going to do this before they did it. And I said, well, wow, you know, you're a woman and you're middle-aged and that's dangerous. I'm thinking all these things to myself. No, if you go online and you look up these stealth livers, all sorts of stuff is worked out. Now, why is this so important? Well, I'll tell you why. Because you may be living in some rat hole in the inner city or in some toxic dump site in some apartment. You know, I love San Pedro. I just love it. It's got an Italian neighborhood there. I'm Italian. I love that. But I wouldn't be caught dead living in San Pedro. Why? Because you wake up in the morning and thick on your windshield is black smoke, black soot. You don't think the cancer rates are quadrupled? You don't think it's more dangerous living there than living in Santa Barbara? And this is my point. My point is that if you're sick, nearly dead, incapacitated, nearly broke, and you did what this woman did, you can move anywhere you want. And the law will support you. And you can do it anywhere. Lots of people live on little annuities, little handouts. You know, they're getting a welfare check, or they've got a savings, a retirement, or this or that. And you can take that automobile and you can go places. Places where you can heal. Now, I'm not going to get it too complicated, like tell you to go to Patagonia or somewhere in the Great Northwest. That's for another show, but maybe I'll touch on that today. By the way, I'm doing the hour show. You get to the website later on, I'm going to do another half an hour. I don't want to be too restrained anymore. So I'm going to get on the regular show, my other show, and I'll do another half an hour to 40 minutes. So catch that. I did that, then I stopped. Now I'm coming back to it again. But I want you guys to get thinking about the fact that where you sleep, the air you breathe, is potentially your biggest issue. And these things become really important when you're nearly dead and really out of the dough. They become very important because you can't compensate. You're not going to go out and buy two IQ air purifiers, each of which is $1,300. You're just not going to drop $2,500, $2,600 on air purifiers and oxygenators that are going to compensate you for the filth you're living in. So you got to think really bare bottom. And one of the ways to do it is to take your automobile, buy the equivalent of an SUV, of a van, something livable. Go online and look it up. Don't sit there and just wilt away in your, I'm sick and I'm this and I'm that. Don't do that. You have the energy to do this. Negotiate a deal where you can have a nice vehicle that can get converted into a living apparatus and park it in clean, beautiful places. You got them everywhere. You got them in Laguna. You got them in Corona del Mar. You got them up there in Santa Barbara. You got the whole coast. That's smart. Now I'm going to add to that. If you're sick, nearly dead, no energy, you count the number of things per day you're going to do. Lots of us don't realize that some people have to count the number of things they're going to do. And they have to include a shower in that. And maybe the dishes in the sink. And they all add up as the things you're going to have the energy to do. I know people who calculate the amount of energy they have per day, right down to the last drop. And that's the reality of people who are sick. Those people need to be near the ocean, thus the car. Or go rent a room. Oh, you can't get an apartment near the beach because the beaches charge way more for the apartments. Rent a room. Oh, but then I gotta go share a kitchen. And hey, guess what? You're nearly dead, and you're nearly broke. So save the money. Go rent a room in a high-energy house. And people have high-energy houses. And what a high-energy house means is a house that somebody bought that's a beautiful house, but for different reasons, they can't cover the mortgage. So they rent. females especially, these landowners that came into money or have money that buy those big, spacey, gorgeous homes, then that fall on rough times, you know, they lose the business or whatever, and they want to rent it out, those rooms are cheap. You can get those rooms even in Laguna for $1,200 a month, in Newport Beach, Santa Barbara, Montecito, Pismo Beach, Goleta, Ojai, for $1,200 a month, for $1,000 a month, you can live in relative luxury. Yeah, some people have to get down off their high horse. Relative luxury or room? I'm going to tell you something about rooms. A room in a beautiful home with good energy is worth all the apartments in Torrance. Every one of them. The 10-bedroom apartments, penthouses. It's about energy. It's not about size. It's about a room and a charming home. You don't need a lot of space. You need a clean shower and you need a kitchen. But you're in the energy, and get near the energy that's near the ocean. Why? Because step three, the tide pool. As soon as I have the time, as soon as I'm not in labs, I'm in labs this year, 15 hours a week. I'm in lab. It's a lot of lab time. But the bottom line, is this. The tide pool. And there's a science in the tide pool. There is a science about the tide pool at sunrise. The tide pool at 6 a.m. The tide pool at 7 a.m. It's safe. You're not going to get hurt. There's no stingrays in a tide pool. There's no sharks. Yes, you can go with a friend or don't. You get into that tide pool. And you take those healing clays. Premier Research Labs has a great clay, the Med Body Pack. You take those clays, you put them on your hands and your feet. You let them dry in the sun, and then you just immerse yourself in the tide pool. And you spend a half an hour, 40 minutes in that tide pool, gently stretching your body, gently moving your body. It will bring you back, my friend. It will raise you from the dead. But you need a practice of it. What you don't need to do is sit there in your rat hole, wherever that is, and say, I can't move, I can't do that, I don't have the energy, and so on and so forth. You can't do that. Because you're going to spend that energy anyway, and you're going to spend it incorrectly. Now think about that. If you're so inclined, think about chucking the rent and taking the van. If not, think about chucking the apartment and taking the room. If you own, think about renting it out and taking a room. Why? Because you own in some part of the city. You own in downtown LA. You own in where the air is so bad you can't even breathe. You own in Sun Valley. You know Sun Valley? How many of you know Sun Valley? I'll bet you most of you don't even know Sun Valley exists. Well, let me tell you something. In the summer, when you're out in Sun Valley, especially by the junkyards, I knew them well at one time. Pick your parts. Many of you will be laughing. They stamp an octopus on your wrist. When I went, it was a buck. You go to pick your parts out in Sun Valley in the summer. The air is green. I'm not kidding you, man. It's brown and green. I have seen green air. I'm not kidding. I used to go out there years ago. Suppose you've got your own place. And you're terminally ill. I don't mean you're going to die tomorrow. I mean it'll take 10 to 15 years. The doctor said this prognosis isn't good. Or you've got something that nobody diagnosed. But you're not functional. And you got a nice little spread out there in Sun Valley. You'll die there. And that's the truth. Because the air is that bad. It's like Long Beach. If you're too close, and what's too close? I think everything from, I don't even know. It starts to get clean down around Laguna San Clemente. And up north, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't trust any of those places. Huntington Beach, Redondo Beach, what, next to that port? Are you kidding me? Who are we kidding? San Pedro? Long Beach proper? But here's my point. If you've got a home there and you're nearly dead and nearly broke, rent out your space. That's right. That's radical, isn't it? But you got to come to terms with reality. You have to get to where it's clean. Now, if you rent it out and then convert a van into a living space, or you rent it out and go find a room somewhere, it's low risk. Give your client a lease of a year and then go take it and live in a cabin up at Big Sur. These are real life stories, guys. People do this. I didn't even get to the tropical islands. I didn't even get to Patagonia. You got to think this way. If you're nearly dead and nearly broke, you got to think this way. It doesn't cost a lot of money to do this. You see? It doesn't cost a lot of money. I have a client a few years back that I helped spend $250,000 on a spa in the backyard. Okay? So I can take it from that level, or I can go all the way down to you live on welfare. I'll tell you just what to do with that welfare check. Or you're on disability. And that's the way you got to think. But instead, you're probably on the radio looking for some supplement. And it's a game you play. You supplement hop. It's fun. And everybody with their credential and all their testimonies and all this baloney are telling you, just try this because this will do it. This will get you out of it. And you're rotting away. And that's the truth. And if you want to hear more truth, straighttalk.cc in about an hour. Because I've had it, man. I am a 61-year-old doctor that could have done anything I wanted with my life. I got fascinated by this. I have never not been in education. And I am telling you, this field are a bunch of liars. Do you hear what I said? Liars. Let that ring into your spinal cord. Liars. We are lying to ourselves about the efficacy of what we call holistic medicine. And if you think I'm attacking the MDs, I'm not. Clean the wax out of your ears. I said the holistic doctors, the naturopaths, the chiropractors, the acupuncturists, the physical therapists, the nutritionists, all of them are lying to themselves. Because we don't get you across the finish line. We don't. And we've got to come to terms with this. And they're not, the professions are not, there's too much money invested. But the public, and you're the public, you have to understand that you're buying into an illusion. And if that's as good as you can do, then just do that. If that's all you can do, then do that. God bless you then. But I think you want more. And you have options. Lots of you are on retirement. Lots of you are on some sort of disability. Lots of you are on welfare. Lots of you could live off relatives. Lots of you live very meagerly. You can take that meager earning and put it into your health. Because you want to be healthy. Because you don't want to rot out incapacitated the last 10 to 20 to 30 years of your life. I got lots of people who were 40 and now they're 70 and they don't know where the last 30 years have gone, and so on and so forth. You don't have to do that. Tide pools, my friends. If you are overweight and you are sick, and by overweight I mean if you are less than 10% body fat, if you are more than 10, 15% body fat. One of the things you have to bring in are the fasts. And if you're emaciated, I'd say fast also, but that's a little more complicated. When you've just got no meat on the bone, fasting, if you're sick, is complicated. But fasting is free. Fasting is very cheap. Fasting in nature, that's powerful. But here's the deal. I don't care what you've got. Debilitating back pain, psychological issue, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune, whatever you've got, take it into nature and master the fast. The fast. Autophagy. Look up fasting, the benefits of fasting, and evolve it to the point where you can live on water. It doesn't matter if you're sick. Don't buy into all that garbage about, oh, you're deficient. You may be overweight, but you're still deficient, and you should really do the fast that brings you nutrients in. Eventually, you have to evolve a water fast. Evolve a water fast. I'm going to say it again. Evolve a water fast. That does not mean that in one day you go off cigarettes, drugs, sugar, your meds, toxic meats, and every other infernal thing that you're normally accustomed to eating, that you go off all of this in one day and just stick it out on water. Because, you know, years ago when you were a teenager, you did that with your buddies. I didn't say that, right? I said evolve a water fast. You have to evolve a water fast. That means learn to do it gradually. That's why we have the internet. We have all these people on the internet smiling at you, telling you how to do things. Do them. Problem, of course, is you don't know what to do. I'm telling you, listen to this show if you want to know what to do. All the little details, leave that to these guys on YouTube that give you the details of these books people write. Evolve a water fast. You have to get to the point where you can live on water for a day, 2 days, 3 days. If you can add that to some tide pools, if you can add that to sunrise, if you can add to living in peace and quiet, you're rocking. And if you can add that to sleeping on the earth once a week, twice a week, because you're in an area where there's lots of land still. I mean, why are we running around listening to radio shows about how to dig ourselves out of chronic illness when there's no air left, there's no water, and there's no land? Oh, well, Dr. Medici, you know, we can only do the best we can do. You know, it's time to get off that lie. Really. Your kid comes home with a D? Your kid comes home with a D? And he says, Dad, that's the best I can do. Chances are your kid is lying. Okay? Or under some illusion or delusion. We can do better than what we're doing. You can do better than what you're doing. It's a matter of priority. It's a matter of thinking outside the box. It's a matter of recognizing the world has changed. Are you going to be living in LA in 10 years? Are you? You're going to be living in Southern California in 10 years? You're going to be living in the state of California in 10 years? Are you kidding me, Jack? We got to start thinking differently. We may be the immigrants of yesteryear. We didn't see that coming, did we? If you're 50 or 60, you didn't see that coming. But that's life, right? That's history. Who sees what's coming? Can you imagine Orange County in 10 years? So think outside the box. Just start taking health outside the box. Now, I just mentioned four things. Convert the car to a living space, live in a room for rent, find a tide pool, be at the ocean, make sure the air is clean, and start fasting. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going later on, and I'll attach it to the site, and you'll hear me go on for about another half an hour. Things to do that really work, that nobody's doing because they seem so absurd. So everybody stays sick. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Check the website out. I've got 435 shows where I talk like this. And that's good for you if you want to be ahead of the curve. God bless you. See you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.